Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Protecting private property rights, feeding a hungry world, standing up for what's right, and fighting against what's not right while improving the lives of all Oklahomans. As the leader of Oklahoma agriculture, this is Oklahoma Farm Bureau's mission. For more than 70 years, we've represented the voice of reason in Oklahoma City and Washington, D.C. To learn how you can be a part of this great tradition, go to okfarmbureau.org. We are rural Oklahoma.
Hey, is a PowerFlex HL really powerful and flexible?
Yep, gives winter weed growers powerful weed control and rotational flexibility.
Powerful and flexible like a muscular slinky?
Not exactly.
A lumberjack after a yoga session?
Not even sure what that means.
It's a metaphor.
Yeah, look, you can learn all about PowerFlex HL at PowerFlexHL.com.
And that's like a...
It's a webpage on the internet.
Now you're speaking my language.
Dow AgroSciences. Solutions for the growing world. Always read and follow label directions.
Production agriculture is not an easy business to be successful in, but one high achiever won the Achievement Award for Oklahoma Farm Bureau's Young Farmers and Ranchers this last weekend at their annual meeting. Marty Williams, along with his wife Crystal, farms in Noble County, and they've seen their shares of hard knocks.
There's always weed resistance to herbicides. We grew too fast for our britches and our equipment at times. We rented more ground than our equipment could handle. And so we had to get past that. We've had the extreme droughts of 2011. The spring of 2014 was tough. We've had to deal with all those things as they came. And we've had to do with some severe price drops. 2008, we had extremely high input costs. And then when I got the crop off, we kind of held on. Then the crisis in 2008 hit. Crop prices dropped. And we sold at a loss. So we've had to overcome those things. Mm-hmm. But the Lord willing, looking down on us, we've been able to overcome and grow.
Seems like you've been able to be a good manager of using technology, too.
Yeah, we definitely use technology when it comes to our planting equipment, our spraying application equipment. We try to utilize everything we can, all the tools in the toolbox, to give us the best efficiency on our farm so we don't waste any extra dollars in planting that crop or taking care of that crop. And the technological advances that have been brought about just in the last 5 years really help us to do that.
Working hard to overcome those adversities you find in production agriculture, farming, and ranching, that's Marty Williams. The incoming chairman of the House Agriculture Committee has wasted no time in announcing the appointment of his senior staff to lead the committee in the new Congress come January. Heading up his committee staff will be Scott Graves, who's been his chief of staff for his personal office. Mike Conaway saying that Scott knows agriculture, understands how to get things done. For nearly 10 years in a variety of capacity, he has been my right-hand man. He'll continue to be that in the House Agriculture Committee staff for Chairman Conaway. Also serving on the committee staff will be Matt Schertz from Robtown, Texas. He has been on the staff with Chairman Frank Lucas and staff director to Chairman Conaway on the General Farm Commodities and Risk Management Subcommittee. He also spent time back on the House Ag Committee in 2002, working then for Chairman Larry Combest. One other name that you will be very familiar with, Bart Fisher, continues on the staff of the House Agriculture Committee. He'll continue as the chief economist for the committee, as he, of course, from Frederick, Oklahoma, currently serving as chief economist under Chairman Lucas. He'll continue that role as he finishes up his PhD at Texas A&M. He'll be continued to work for Chairman Conaway. You've got farm news on Ron. Two Superior Livestock Auction sales to tell you about this week. The Superior Select Replacement Female Sale happens Thursday, November 20th, 1 p.m. Central Time, 4,770 head to sell. Then on Friday morning, 8 a.m. Central Time on Dish Network Satellite 232 and SuperiorClickToBid.com, we'll have 17,500 head to sell, 4,900 yearling steers, 1,350 yearling heifers, 7,500 weaned calves. For details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117. That's a check of your agriculture news. Have a good day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.